re-dictating page 4, lines 10 to 16. Redictating page 4, lines 10 to 16. The National Commitments Resolution defines the circumstances under which the treasure and manpower of the United States may be used in hostility, and requires that this may only be done where there has been a commitment either by treaty or by other constitutional action by the Congress as well as by the President of the United States. It is clear that the War Powers Resolution, which followed the National Commitments Resolution, had the latter as an essential condition proceeding, for it determined when the resources of the country could be used. It determined the use of the resources of the country, whereas the War Powers Resolution determined the time when they could be used by the President in war. The Commitments Resolution left open the question of time and left that indeterminate. Hence, the War Powers Resolution was an essential corollary which was supplied by the legislation which I sponsored with Senator Stennis and others. Now, we dictate again on page 4, lines 41. Page 5, line 2. There is a great suspicion, for example, that President Lyndon Johnson saw in his great electoral victory of 1964 a wave of the future in that he would undertake to show the United States and the world how the latest technique of communists were using to subjugate large parts of the world, to wit, Moscow-backed wars of national liberation, could be frustrated or defeated by taking the action which he was taking in a characteristic such enterprise in Vietnam, and thereby that he could become the George Washington of his time. That was quite a vision for Linda, I assure you. But I believe that there is something to this theory. We dictate on page 6 from line 44 to page 7, line 4. The War Powers Resolution finessed this question. It adopted the House view that if the war the President got us into was protracted, i.e., extended beyond 60 days, no matter what his basis for getting us into it may have been, then the War Powers Resolution took effect and ended his power at the end of the 60-day period. So it did not limit his ability to get us into war, but it gave us a methodology by which that power was limited. On the other hand, it did state the Senate proposition which limited the President in terms of the interpretation we place on his powers as a recital, kind of a factual whereas in the resolution. I believe that recital has effect, but we will not know until it becomes the subject of controversy and is tested out in the public forum one day. I believe very deeply in the Senate form of the War Powers Resolution, but I had to decide whether we wanted the War Powers Resolution at all or whether I would allow it to be wrecked in the inability to agree in the House-Senate conference. I decided we wanted it and that it was the right thing to do in the course of history.